So I know we've been busy in sports, and you have, you know, you didn't mention the golf yesterday. I mean, this Glover guy who won the golf tournament.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of him?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a former U.S. Open champion. Yeah.
He's got a beard.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time a golfer with a beard won?
I think it was William Henry Harrison, I believe.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
No, he
you
was
don't...
clean shaven.
Yeah.
don't...
Martin Van Buren with those sideburns.
All right.
You don't see many golfers with a lot of facial hair, and certainly not with a full beard.
No.
Is it?
There was actually a fellow, a very popular guy, I can't remember his name, who was leading the Masters for a couple of days from Spain, who had a beard for the first 2 days, and then he shaved it off for the weekend.
Oh, shouldn't have done that.
No, he shouldn't have. Didn't work for him.
Well, then you just answered my question. I thought, for some reason, I thought Augusta, you had to be clean shaven.
Well, he came with the beard for the first 2 days. Maybe there was a note in his box.
Note in his locker.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, well, I just wondered when the last time was that a golfer with a beard won a golf tournament, you know, on the PGA.
If anybody should know that, it'd be me, and I don't know that.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
Another question for the Times.
Well, now, sometimes Tiger's had a little, you know, thing on his chin.
No, I'm talking about a
beard. I'm talking about a beard.
Note. Yeah. This guy's got a beard.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway. All right, 8:15, Susan Queering's here this morning. How are you, Susan?
I am great.
Good. Well, let's talk about, you know, you do a couple of pretty neat things. You teach kiddos about etiquette, and you teach kiddos and grown-ups how to dance.
Yes,
I mean,
I guess you
could teach grown-ups etiquette, too, if you wanted to. But
yes, actually, I do that as well.
Oh, okay, so there you are. All right, but anyway, so you've got some classes coming up.
I do. We have our Class Act Etiquette and Dance Summer Camp that will be at the Bush Presidential Library May 31st through June the 3rd. So that's coming right up, with an early bird registration ending May 15th. They can still sign up after that, but May 15th is the early bird registration. This is for kids age 7 to 18. We have two classes going. The younger class is for ages 7 to 10. Sometimes we let the 6-year-olds sneak in as well. And then an older class for ages 11 up to 18. And we cover the gamut. We go from how to make an introduction, how to shake hands with somebody and make conversation with people. We talk about cell phone etiquette. And I just had a mom the other day ask me to please talk about Facebook etiquette. And so we'll be covering that this year as well.
Well, you know, we talk about that. We do talk about it on the show, that social graces are becoming less and less prevalent out there, or less and less noticeable even, and people don't interact face-to-face nearly as much as they used to. Etiquette was important before. I have to think it's even more crucial. Now you really would stand out from the group if you have some skills.
Oh, absolutely. I always tell these kids, you know, you want to be above just ordinary. And, you know, whether you're writing a thank you note, the dining etiquette, and all these social skills and dining skills, you know, they're going to use them their entire life. And once they get employed down the road, you know, that boss is going to take them out for an interview meal. And those skills are so important. And when they get comfortable with it now, then they don't have to think about that part. They just do it. And it's just these young men, I really encourage mothers to send their sons to the etiquette camp. Because these kids build so much confidence. You know, you and I were talking about an event this weekend of the confidence of a young lady, and from the dancing and the etiquette. And it is just absolutely amazing, especially when these young men find out how popular they are with the girls, because not only are they polite, but they can dance.
Exactly. Now, each day, how long do the sessions last?
2 hours each day. We meet Tuesday through Friday, May 31st through June the 3rd. And the younger class is, actually, it's an hour and a half, 12:45 to 2:15. The older group is 2:30 to 4:30. The older group has a final banquet and dance at the end, that they get to have a four-course meal. And then the parents get to come for the dance portion and both watch and participate.
Oh, fun. Now, what's the cost?
The cost is $80 for the younger class and $135 for the older class, which does include that banquet and dance. And then 2 weeks later, they can come back for a dance camp only. They get so excited about the dance. And we use their kind of music to dance to. But they're learning some structured dancing.
Sure.
And it's a whole lot of fun. And then I've hired a DJ for all the summer teen dance parties. And so the kids just loved that last month. And so every month we have dance parties for these teens and preteens.
And a lot of people probably know you more for your dancing, because you do dance stuff. So what's going on as far as the dance world's concerned?
Well, you know, for this summer I'm kind of revamping everything for the adult dance program. And it's just kind of a come and go for workshops. Just pick and choose all summer long as you go. There's memberships available. You can just get a monthly membership and then just come as often as you want. Lots of space. One of the things we're really working on are, you know, get back to the basics and just really work on the technique, and where people can really feel comfortable about what they're doing and just have confidence. And you don't have to know a lot of steps, but to just be able to have enough repetitions and practice enough so you're really comfortable, whether you're going to a wedding or some social event in our community, so that they can just get up and dance and not sit on the sidelines. They don't have to at all go the competitive route. You know, just social dancing is the fun part of it.
Sure, absolutely. It's good exercise, too.
It's wonderful exercise.
So if you want more information on etiquette or dance or both, what do they do?
They can either call 979-690-0606, or they can go to the website, susansballroomdance.com.
Okay, Susan Query, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. News Talk 1620, WTAW is 820.